transition day. Okay. Tommy just like walked in and didn't even like look back. He was just so ready, which is amazing for him because he has always been a more nervous kind of clingy boy. He's more bubbly. I want him to hang on to me forever. Yes. He wasn't. He was like, see ya, Mum, I'm ready for school. So I bawled hysterically.
Welcome to Parenthood, where each week we explore the lives of Aussie mums and dads and what's really going on behind closed doors. I'm your host, Leonia Kidinor, mum of two, business owner and relationship coach. This segment is Real Talk, where Liv and I discuss the trials and tribulations of parenting. Let's begin.
Welcome to the show.
Real talk.
We're back. I love this.
Oh, my God.
Makes me happy just to sit here and talk rubbish. No, really great content.
Look, apparently the people do enjoy.
They keep coming back for more. Thanks, guys, for listening. We're glad that you enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. So today we're talking about starting preppy with our prep children, starting kinder with our other younger children. Oh. But before we do, I've got a life update.
Tell me.
Okay, so, you know, all summer I've been really struggling with this. So little Noah, my five-year-old, is very extrovert, as you know. So he's kind of like a mini Leodie in a way and very open to speaking to people, but speaking to everyone that he comes across. Everyone.
He is definitely a soulful young man, wise beyond his years.
Right, but which is great. And we don't want to squash that, but we need to temper the enthusiasm when it comes to speaking to every freaking person in the general public. When we leave our home. So basically, my parents had also noticed it. So for example, my parents over the summer would take the boys down to the park and Noah would be sparking up conversations with children and adults walking over to a guy and be like, oh, yeah, like your hat, like a dad. And
hi, my name's Noah. What's your name?
Yeah, and my parents were like, okay, Noah, over here, mate. Like we don't know those people. Like, you know, just let's just kind of set a few boundaries around who we go up to. And I'd sort of said that to him and basically what happened last week to me kind of like concreted this. And I'm hoping now moving forward we're in a better position.
Where are you going with this?
So, okay, so we're in a park catching up with a few friends. We're there and there was a guy throwing a ball to his dog.
Yeah.
And there was probably, I don't know, seven children and four parents. And at one point, one of the children went up to the guy or something had happened and the guy said, oh, do you want to throw the ball to my dog with the little throwy thing? And we know, like, the
harmless,
parents were looking
probably,
up, there's harmless, no problem. So then before you know it, there's seven children, you know, taking it in turns, throwing it to the dog. We were in we're in Armidale actually, so like a small little park.
Yeah.
It was, you know, not a massive one and it was fenced, right? And then a lady comes in, an elderly lady with her son, and because the park was a small park with a little playground, there was a sign that also said, have your dog on a leash.
Yeah.
And so here are the kids. We're the only ones in this little playground and they're throwing the ball to the dog and everyone was having a great time. So rightly so, this lady felt uncomfortable. Mm. So she went up to went straight up to the guy who owned the dog and said, excuse me, your dog should be on a leash.
Yeah.
And he said, no problem, happy to do that now that you're here. Yeah. Absolutely respect that. So as the children start to walk away and come back to the play equipment, Noah turns around to the elderly lady who's a bit flustered and must have said something along the lines of, why are you so angry? And then she, I don't know if it was a miscommunication, a cultural clash or something, but she then says to Noah, I turn around and I just see her hands are flying and she's yelling at Noah. And I'm like, who
what
is this?
Is
so a mama
on?
Bear comes out. Oh. I run across and I'm like, excuse me, hold on, stop. What's going on here? She goes, well, your son's the one. And I'm like, I'm sorry. My son does not own that dog. And he's like, well, he's asked me why I'm angry. So I'm going to tell him. And I was like, you're telling a five-year-old boy why
you're angry? A five-year-old that looks eight or nine too, which probably doesn't help too.
But still.
I mean, not okay.
Like, and Noah was just like gobsmacked. And he was just quiet and staring at her. And I said, firstly, and I put her in her place. I said, like, time and place. This is not appropriate to be speaking that way to a child. Come on, Noah, we're going over here.
Yeah.
So he walked back and then he sat down on like a rock and like slumped over and was so distraught because he's so sensitive deep down. And all he wants is to have like a fun conversation with different people. And I said to him on the way home when he was all gloomy and half crying, Noah, do you see why mum, dad, yayapapu, your grandpa, grandma, tell you, you've got to be mindful of who you reach out to. If mum and dad don't know the person, if they're not in the school, you know, a teacher, like there's people that absolutely go speak to, but there's others that perhaps you just need to learn to walk away from.
It's so hard, isn't
it's it? It's so
because
hard.
It is the most brilliant thing about him, that he is so gregarious and interested in other people.
Yeah.
And he didn't mean to be saying you're an angry old witch.
What?
That's what he was thinking. Yeah. But like he's a five-year-old. He's just turned five.
Yeah.
I mean, society just needs to have a bit more respect for.
Oh, it's because you're going to come across all sorts of people. And so now they're like,
are you having the stranger danger?
That's what I was going to get to. So, I said, that is a stranger. What's a Charlie's 3.5-year-old? What's a stranger, mummy? Well, if mum and dad don't know them, or the person that you're with, your babysitter, you're there, if they don't know them, then they're a stranger. So now what's happening is we're going to Woolies.
It's like kindergarten cup.
For stranger. For stranger. Charlie's like pointing at everyone in aisle three. Are they strangers, mummy?
They're all strangers, mate. They're all nice strangers.
But, you know, starting to have those conversations. Yeah. Have you had any run-ins like that or conversations like that?
I mean, not with Tommy, because he obviously keeps to himself, bless his little cotton socks. Mm. But I think we'll start to experience a little bit more with that with Harry. But we have started to have the stranger danger type conversation around more just awareness. So, you know, if we are at the park or somewhere and someone talks to you, and someone was saying to me the other day, I mean, my kids have got their names, full names on their bags, and someone was saying to me, no,
we
don't do that because a stranger,
yes.
a bad stranger can come up and say, hey, Tom, I know that your mum told me to say that you're Tom McPhee and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
We've got it on their lunch boxes, and that's obviously in their bags, but I was going to do the same thing and a friend said probably maybe reconsider, like, you know, each to their own.
Yeah.
But it's a good point and things we often don't think about. We're like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, like,
there's all of that. But you can go down some really deep holes with all of that, can't you?
Yeah.
In terms of just stress and anxiety and, you know, all the people that we need to be aware of. And there's been so much in the media the last 3 months of, you know, some really bad behaviour in our community. So,
in our schools, in our childcare
system.
It's tough, and you don't think at the age of five or the age of 3.5 that you're going to have to start having these conversations.
You just want to raise worldly kids.
That's right.
Awake to their surroundings and we're obviously trying to protect them in the best way that we possibly can without scaring the pants off them.
And now they're migrating from, I mean, this is what this talk's about, you know, our chat about today is around they're migrating from our little daycare centres.
We have
to the next day.
We made it.
So for me, I should say first and foremost, Noah went to an ELC, which is like a kinder program at a school and has just migrated to a different building at that school and is now in prep with like 90% of his class cohort. So it was exciting. He got the uniform and it was all very exciting. However, it was probably a little less of a leap than what you experienced.
Okay.
So I want you to start with did you prepare Tom for the big adventure?
We have been driving past his school for the last 3 years,
really,
since he was probably two.
Yeah.
And even with Harry now, that's your school. So there's always been a great level of excitement of that's where I'm going to be a big boy and when I turn five, I'm going to go to school.
Yeah.
I mean, the prep transition system is excellent at the state school that we're at, and I know the same of, you know, all of the schools that a lot of my friends' kids are going to, in that they're preparing them. I'm sure, you know, Noah was the same, right, that they're introducing them to school, you know, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's not one big foul swoop.
Yeah.
We started on a Thursday, which was great, so it was just 2 days in the first week. I mean, the build-up was something else. I feel like we've been building up to prep for – we've been talking about this for
six
so
months.
Long. Holy moly, we made it, so finally. But that's really helped. And then moving into – the working week, and obviously they have one day. Well, does Noah have 1 day off every week?
You 1 day off. Oh, so you guys do as well.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So midweek break. Another thing for working parents to juggle. We're pretty good at this now.
Yeah. So. How did you go for first day? I've been dying to ask you.
Well, I got my tears out at the transition day. The first transition day, Tommy just like walked in and didn't even like look back. He was just so ready, which is amazing for him because he has always been a, you know, a more nervous kind of clingy boys, blah, 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 yeah. I want him to hang on to me forever. Yes. He wasn't. He was like, see you, Mum, I'm ready for school.
Bye.
So I bawled hysterically, to which all the parents and other teachers were like, it's a transition day. They're only here for 2 hours. Why are you crying? But I started crying and then all my girlfriends started crying.
Oh, my God.
So it was the worst first, like, impression that I could have got to the new cool school mums who think that I'm just an emotional mess. It was so embarrassing. Oh. I was so distraught.
So were you, like, openly crying or did you just sort of get the tears out and walk away?
No, I was sobbing, like, sobbing, could not, like, almost, like, tears, like,
oh my God.
In my defense, I was feeling really sick too. Like, okay. I'd just read an email. So this is like work-life boundaries,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I stupidly had looked at my phone walking from the car, saw something that set me off. I was really sick at the time too.
Oh.
And then Tommy not wanting to say goodbye to me, it all just like came out.
Yeah.
And you know when you start crying, you just can't stop.
Yes.
I mean, you've seen me like that a lot over the last 20 years, but hasn't happened to me for ages.
Yeah.
So no, this last first week of school, I was fine.
Yeah,
so now
okay.
the mums think that I am.
You're back on track.
I am emotionally regulated.
You're going to be back with
fine.
The cool mums.
I was so ready just because of the build-up.
Yes.
How are
yes.
you?
Fine, actually. Excited. Again, I don't want to downplay the experience, but because it's in the same environment that we're quite used to, I think I was more just really excited and proud when he put on the uniform and strut off, you know, with his backpack on that's like, you know, takes up
so
pretty much his whole body.
Like pulling them backwards.
It's
they're
so
going to be like turtles.
Yeah.
Like,
he puts the little belt on, he like clips around his waist because he's like, Mummy, it's a bit heavy. And it's very cute. So I think I was more overwhelmed, excited. And yeah, a lot of excitement for Charlie, he actually started ELC at the school. So, but they're in casual clothes. It's like a kinder.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because his transition wasn't a smooth sailing. So basically, you know, Noah skips on to the classroom, see you later. But with Charlie, I think I mentioned in the last episode, during the school holidays, I got him involved in the holiday program with Noah. So he's got his brother with him.
Yeah.
And they did sports clinic at the school for a couple of days. And that just trying to transition him for me to leave him at the school with his brother in an environment that he's been to for two whole years because his brother's been at school, he wouldn't let me go. And he's never been like that. And I've never experienced that with children. I remember you telling me, Liv, you know, many episodes ago on the pod, probably 2 years ago now, on the podcast.
I have PTSD.
The anxiety.
And just the guilt that you feel.
When you walk away
and
they're
crying
screaming.
And clinging to you and you just think, what am I doing? It just sets your day off so poorly.
So this is the first time I've experienced it. So I'm there being like, okay, Mummy's going to leave now. Oh, no, I gave you a little chocolate in your lunchbox, so enjoy that. I'm bribing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, when I pick you up, I'll give you a yogurt.
Yeah.
Okay, Mummy's going to go now. No, hold me one more cuddle. And then even the teacher was like, just leave him. And I was like, and half an hour,
say that.
I'm still
just
there.
Just go.
That's,
you have to just, even if they're crying and distraught.
Just
take them because they will be settled. And
when
so many of my girlfriends who listen to this who see, you know, the distraught children that I have often see me literally in the car park when they come down and give me the thumbs up.
Yeah.
You know, they settle so quickly
that
the longer they're there, the more worked up they become.
I made that mistake. So it took me three sessions and I kept staying. And by the end, the sports teacher was like, Leonie, you need to leave. And so then I was like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to do it. So I walked and I hid behind a bush and I watched the sports teacher pick up Charlie. Charlie's screaming horrendously and I'm like, I'll give it 3 minutes. And then it's like 48 seconds and I'm like, I'm going back in. So I run back in and I'm like, it's okay, Charlie, Mummy's here. Meanwhile, my phone's blowing up because I meant to be in a meeting and I'm like, it's okay, you know, because he's the baby, right?
No.
It was Noah. I reckon I'd be like,
I
tough enough, mate.
I would do the same.
Baby.
First day.
Like,
and you want them to start off well. Like that first day.
I didn't want him to be traumatized.
School,
yeah.
You want them to go back the next day.
Yes.
So that's the fear driving that day has got to be okay.
That's right. So guess what I ended up doing? I said to him, all right, Mum's here. I will go to Woolworths across the road and I will buy you whatever you want and then we're going to come back. And I'm like, what do you reckon? He's like, yeah, I'm okay with that. And I'm like, and you promise, Mummy, that when I've bought you whatever you want, you're going to come back. And he's like, I promise. And so I was like, up to the sports teacher. He got a giant Freddo frog for himself and a Caramello giant one for his brother.
Okay.
And he strides back and he's so happy. And I'm like, now Mum's going to leave. He's like, okay. And you can see he's putting his big boy pants on. He shoves the chocolate in his bag and he's like, I've got this. Bye, Mum. And I'm like the wobbly voice. And I'm like, okay, bye. And I run because I'm like,
and mate, you know I'm not going to do this every day. Yeah, please tell me you've not had to do this again.
So the at pickup, the teacher said, next time, please drop and go. And I went, all right, let's go with that. But when we're at home, I kept saying, oh, Mum's not going to stay tomorrow when I drop you off. That would be silly. Ooh, no other parents stay. That's silliness. And he's like, yeah, that's silliness. So I'd been wording him up when we got home. That's silly or whatever. We're in the
had
car.
He been looking forward to going?
Had
he been showing
he
you?
He did. He loved it. When he'd come, I'd pick him up and that'd be like he had the best day. Okay. So I worded him up prior, and then after like session number four, I dropped, I ran, and then it became easier. So tip of advice for all those listening, if you're really struggling with that, whether it's school or kinder. Speaking of kinder, how did Harry go?
Well, I'm listening to that tip and I'm like, it's not helping me. Like, it's like Harry has not wanted to go to kinder despite being like Charlie, being picking Tommy up in the kinder room, loving, like playing with all the toys. For the over the summer break, we've been talking about it. We've bought the bag. We've done all the things that you're meant to do to get them excited. Done the drive, blah, 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 blah. He has been saying the whole time, I do not want to go. He wants to go to grandma's house or even the daycare, which he doesn't enjoy and screams every drop off to. Like, we're still in the absolute depth of anxiety and screaming. And he does settle so I can move on with my day, but it is traumatic. But kinder is worse. It's a new environment. He doesn't have any friends. And, yeah, he just screams, is settling, but doesn't want to go. And this has always been my fear as a parent, more so primary school, if you know, as my kids get older, that they don't want to go to school and you have this battle every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm already seeing it with Harry around kinder. I've just got to give it time. And the educators and kindergarten teachers are just fantastic and are so well trained and just kind of, come on, let's go. Come on, Harry, like, cut it up, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just a phase or a developmental thing.
Maybe
that
the three and a half, like it's a tricky age.
Because you said, like, he's not the only one, right? Yeah. And I'm sure there's so many parents listening now going, oh, my God, I feel that heart-wrenching pain too, I know. And, you know, Tommy was a bit like that. He's grown out of it now. But tell you, when you're in it, you're just like, oh.
So tough. Have you thought about – so we did park hangs with a number of the kids in Noah's year who had siblings in Charlie's year. We did some park hangs so he sees familiar faces. Have you considered that?
We have – well, at daycare, he's got all his best buddy. He's got a really close friend. He doesn't want a bar of his bestie at drop-off. Like, there's nothing.
They go to kinder together? Or
he's not at daycare, but, like, it's still the same experience, whether it's daycare or kinder.
Okay.
He just screams. Okay. And then I was like, maybe he actually doesn't care that I'm leaving. It's just an attention-seeking habit thing now.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We will need to talk about this again. But
definitely.
I need to give it a few more weeks before I start pulling my hair out.
Yeah,
but
it's
I feel you for, anyone that goes through that, which so many parents do.
Oh, 100%. How are you going with getting them out the door in the morning? Now you've got the two and the
– It's like a military precision.
Yeah, how do you go – like, do they listen?
No, so I literally just pick them up by the scruff of their neck and, like, throw them out into the driveway. Like, they do my head in.
Do you have a routine? What do you?
We have a routine, but they don't follow the routine. I have a routine. Does anyone else listen to my routine? Like, I'm still in the same place.
Yeah.
We tried your little, like, board, like, get dressed, brush your teeth, have your breakfast. No, that didn't.
Do you know what's working for us at the moment? And it could just be a phase thing. Yeah. Because our kids similarly would not listen. Firstly, I pack the bags the night before, as in not the lunches necessarily, but their bags. I lay out all of their clothes so that we're ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for things in the morning.
Yeah.
If it's library that day, the library bag's at the door as well. So that's all done. Then I've started role play because role play with my kids, it gets them so excited. Mum's playing with us.
Ooh.
So I'm like, Noah's always the chef in the kitchen and he makes breakfast for everyone, i.e. he puts Weet-Bix in a bowl and pours some milk in it. But he's the chef. I'm the sous chef and Charlie's the customer. And Charlie always says, like, who are you today? I want to be Princess from Frozen. Okay, so Princess, welcome to our restaurant. Elsa, that's the one. Welcome to our restaurant, Elsa. One moment, what would you like to eat? Weet-Bix, please. Okay, sure. Chef. And I was like, I'm in the kitchen, so the customer can't see me.
Oh, my God, this is
me.
Brilliant.
Yeah, loves it. Chef, 2 Weet-Bix, please.
Okay, how do you deal with the getting dressed? Because that's our biggest thing.
So they have to – chef has to get dressed for work before he starts chefing. And even, you know, Elsa has to get ready
for it. So who told you to
I just started because I'm noticing them role play a lot more. So it's like, no, I'm the baddie, you're the goodie.
Yeah.
Or I want to be Batman, oh you can God, be Robin.
I'm
or,
doing this tomorrow morning.
Yes. And they love it. They froth for it. Even when we're trying to get them in the shower on the way, I'm like, quick, you know, Bane. I guess that's some Avengers character. Yeah. Noah's like, I'm Bane today. Okay, Bane, we need you in the shower. It's a mission. Get upstairs. You've got 5 minutes before the baddies come.
And I can feel everyone right now going, I'm going to do some role playing in the morning.
And they're in the shower. What does the shower have? It gives you super magical powers. He's like, I'm down for that. He's storming upstairs to get to the shower. Do it. It changed my life. Now, I don't know how long it will last.
I love this.
But I'm down for it. So
can we talk about lunches?
Yes.
Because I feel a bit stressed by this. You know my new philosophy of one day at a time? I feel like I probably need to look for more forward than just one day at a time. Yeah. Have you got any hacks for preparing lunches?
Yeah. Are you finding that it's like quite a laborious task in the morning or like what do you put in it? Or
I'm willing to do it, but I'm looking for shortcuts. Yeah. So I am asking every parent that I come across what their hack is. I spoke to one parent yesterday who said, mate, my preppy, she's got three kids who are now maybe grade six, grade four, grade two. She said all of my kids from prep have made their own lunches.
Wow. Even their sandwiches.
Even their sandwiches. So she prepared, has everything in the fridge, accessible, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, my mindset has been so limiting that I did not, it didn't even occur to me that I could get Tommy to do that as a job at some point. He's a baby. He's a preppy. He can't make his own lunch. Yeah. She's like, nah, teach him independence. Make it as easy as possible for them. They put the cheese and the ham between the two pieces of bread. That's literally all you're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
They've got their own little kids' knives. Yep. They cut it. They put their piece of fruit. Wow. They're getting to learn all of that. I'm like, does your school have the rules around no plastic? Because I don't know if Tom will be home for that.
So, like, can you do glad wrap around bread and stuff?
Yeah, we
that's all right. Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yeah. But, like, they try they to minimize. Limit as much.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be in sustainable as possible.
Yeah. So, my routine is that when my customers at the restaurant are sitting down and eating their breakfast nicely and not screaming, because we don't scream at a restaurant, right? All of these great little things. And then I'm there in the kitchen and I'm whacking the ham on the thing. But often I'm reaching out and going, which cracker do you want? This one or this one? Yeah. Okay, which muesli bar? This one or this one? And they feel like they're like, that one. Yeah. And I pop them in. So it's quite a quick, and it's like, which fruit do you want? Pear or apple? Okay, great. Whack it in. Within 5 minutes, I'm done. And they're quite excited because they've taken ownership of what they're about to eat.
Okay.
I love the idea of them actually, because them Noah making breakfast for both of them is a game changer for me. And it was a friend of mine who told me to do that.
If you need to have a shower or do your makeup, if you've had might be able to get the chef to then start exactly preparing the lunches.
If you have had a late night and you want to stay in bed and your kids are like, I'm hungry, this is when this skill comes into play so head. It's like, Noah, make everyone breakfast. I'm going back to bed.
So good.
That's what a friend of mine had said. That she was like, no, we never wake up till like 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
This is making me feel like I do way too much for my children. I still get their breakfast. All right. Yeah. From this moment forward, they get empowering them.
Yeah. So look, I love the idea of doing that for lunches. I think we'd have to build up to it.
Yeah.
Just for the cling, like just kind of being able to put the glass.
We just chuck it in a lunchbox. Like I don't need
Oh, you don't know. You just chuck it in. Yeah. Okay. Well, then that could help as well. Well, how did you go with uniforms? Any hot tips on what you bought now, what you waited on?
Uniforms are so confusing. I bought a whole heap of stuff because I don't wash all that time. But I bought a jumper that was a size 8, a shorts that were a size 4, a T-shirt that was a size 6, but they're all the same size.
Yeah.
It's like Country Road. Like, come on. Oh, and I love you, Country Road. Can you please sponsor me? I really need to stop hanging it on brands. But you know when you try something on it, it's just different sizes.
Yeah.
I bought 3 hats because we're guaranteed to lose a hat. Otherwise, the school, I mean, the school system's so great now that they just, you know, have their supplier and off you go and make time to do it.
Yeah, love it. Yes.
We don't have a blazer though. Noah and his little blazer.
Yes. So cute. Very cute.
So cute.
Okay, last question for you on the school front. School parents. What's the vibe? Are we digging them? Have you found your people?
It's so funny. Walking through the school ground on the first day, I was looking at another mum and I thought, are you going to be my friend? You know how you just observe other parents and you think, I just know, which is judgment. Yeah. We've spoken about this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Like you're just observing other people. Mm. Given that I like somehow became the little parent rep, it's been a great opportunity to meet other parents.
Yeah.
But you still have a little bit of that social anxiety that you had as a teenager starting a new school, that you're meeting new people and will they like me and what do I ask them and what do I say? But I am overall super excited to make some new friends.
Yeah.
You know, your parents, my parents, you know, still so friendly with lots of people.
Yeah.
They met through our schooling. So I've been super lucky to meet a whole heap of people through Mum's group and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Many of us are still together.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're just sussing each other out at this point.
Still early days.
Still early days. Yeah. If any of you are listening and I haven't spoken to you, come up and say hi. Yeah. Tell me what you think about the pod.
Yeah. I found obviously being in the same sort of cohort for ELC and now going into prep, it probably took a good year, maybe 18 months for me to really kind of go, these are the people that I can see myself being quite close to and, you know, and we're investing more time and energy
good
in it.
You need time because the interactions are so fleeting. And often you're on the phone or you're running.
Or you're interrupted by the children.
Got to get back to a meeting, whatever it might be.
Even at school parties, it's chaos, right? Yeah. So the children's parties, it's like, and then there are opportunities and you'll probably find this throughout the year you might organise through your social committee, you know, like a parents' night where you, I don't know, go to a local pub or something.
Winery? Winery.
Right? Like, and that's the best opportunity. That's probably the only opportunity and the way in which you can start finding your people too. But it's so exciting. And I have to say, from my perspective, I've made so many great friends that I can see this being, a long-term friends as well. So I'm really excited for you too.
Here we go. Prep life.
Yes.
I mean, it's exhausting already, isn't it?
No, but the new routine.
They will adjust and I can't wait to see the growth. They, you know, everyone just tells you what you see and what they learn is how, you know, is incredible in that first year of school.
Yeah, big time. Mm. All right, Liv, well, always a pleasure. We'll speak again soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave us a rating or review and share it with your friends. Want to contribute to the conversation? Hit us up on Instagram @parenthoodpod. And join our Facebook group. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
The Parenthood Podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we produce on, the land of the Wurundjeri people. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging.